closely. Today we're going to be talking about hip hop and the hip hop industry. Today I've got my co-host Dems with me, the boxing extraordinaire, personal trainer.
Yo, how you doing?
I'm sweating my fucking kneecaps off, man.
Kneecaps, yeah.
It's hot as shit, man. So goddamn hot, man. It's killing me, man. I'm dying in the heat. I'm supposed to be cutting a hedge and it's killing me, man. It's killing me, man.
The hedge is getting mighty long out there. I think you did cut it a bit.
The heat is killing me. What I mean, it's killing me. And what makes it worse is that I was in Barbados recently, like, about 3-4 weeks ago, yeah. I swear to God, it's a different sun.
What do you mean?
In Barbados, it's hot, yeah, but it's tolerable, man. Like, I swear, it's like everything in around the area, everything in Croydon is just white. So it just reflects the fucking heat and it's still licks you in your eyes, man. It's killing me, man. I can't, at least there's no breeze. There's like zero breeze.
And summer breeze.
It's London and it's just hot. It's too hot, man.
Nah, it's too much. Oh, yeah, but in a week it's gonna be raining again. You'll be like, no, it's raining too much. Oh, rain. We're gonna be hoping for the sun again.
I can deal with the rain, but there's hot and there's just too hot. Like, it's just too hot, man.
Nah, it's alright. You get used to it.
And you know it's gonna be like this for like, I think it's gonna be like this for the rest of the week.
Yeah, it is. What?
And as soon as people like start like going to the beach, that's when the rain's gonna kick in.
Yeah, it ain't gonna last for too long. It never does.
And what is it with English people, yeah? And when the sun comes out, everyone just goes crazy.
Everyone goes naked, innit? You see all the men walking around with no tops on.
As soon as like a crack in the clouds and a little bit of light comes out.
Convertibles come down. The roof's off.
All the girls just like strip off. Like it goes from like wearing woolly jackets, everyone just starts getting naked. Like everyone, it's just belly tops and shorts and shit.
Mm.
And you can tell that we don't get that much sun because like everyone's just pale.
Pale skin.
They're so pale that they're just see through. Like you can see their bones through their skin. They're like a fucking jellyfish. Like. Cash fools everything around me. Green get the money. Dollar bill, yo. Enough of all the heat talk. Let's talk about a film now I'm looking forward to that's coming out, and it's a music related film called The Man with the Iron Fist.
RZA.
The RZA is direct. The RZA from the Wu-Tang Clan, for you young kids out there who don't know about the Wu-Tang Clan. He's got a film coming out he's directing a film, and I think it's being overwatched by Quentin Tarantino.
I think he's in it for a little bit as well. I don't think he had the main role.
Well, Quentin, he's doing it.
Quentin RZA.
Oh, yeah, I think the RZA, I think he's in the trailer, it's got. Him making his iron fist, yeah. But basically the whole film is kind of a take on the old school kind of Shaw Brothers Kung Fu films, and what I've heard about it is that it's the RZA is a local like weaponsmith or a blacksmith, yeah. And for some reason the villagers turn on him, and then it's got a whole thing of these different ancient clans are looking for gold or something. But that's all. I haven't heard that much about it.
I thought Russell Crowe was the main character.
Oh, Russell Crowe is in. Russell Crowe is in the film.
Yeah.
With the RZA, Lucy Liu.
Lucy Liu
is actually in this film. Let me cover the other cast members.
Batista,
WWE superstar Batista in this film. Pam Grier is in this film.
Pam Grier? I didn't know that.
Pam Grier is in this film.
I haven't seen her since Jackie Brown. Jackie Brown. Not that terrible.
And Coffee. Coffee is a colour.
I don't even know what that is.
Coffee. That's a classic 70s film, man. Coffee, man. And the film is also being written, like, the RZA's writing it with Eli Roth, and basically, you know, Eli Roth is from, he wrote 2001 Maniacs, he wrote the Hostel films. I think he's one of those kind of cheap special effects guy. He tries to make films kind of like B-movies.
Mm.
You can tell him, like, all his films that he's done like super gory and like.
What films have he done other than Saw? I mean, other than Hostel?
2001 Maniacs.
What's that?
That's a classic, yeah. 2001 Maniacs. Do you know Robert Englund, who's basically Freddy from Freddy Krueger?
What do you mean? Was he the actor?
Yeah, the actor who plays Freddy.
Yeah, what about him?
Yeah, he's the main guy in 2001 Maniacs. And I remember the film's about this village of people that have a festival every year.
Yeah.
And their festival is like old currency, our new town. It's like a village fair type shit, yeah.
Oh, when they trap them there, anything.
Yeah, they trap these people, these teenagers there, and just like cook them, chop them up, and cook them up.
That sounds like a classic boring, not boring, a classic Texas Chainsaw Massacre stealing film.
That film is jokes. It's actually a funny film. Yeah, and the man with the iron fist, yeah, that's got a $20 million budget. So you know, like, I think in this movie standards, it's kind of low if you think about it. Like, yeah, it's average.
$20 million,
but you consider that these Transformers films and shit.
Yeah, but that's a major blockbuster film.
But it's got major. He's got Quentin Tarantino backing him, isn't it?
Yeah, but was he producer or something?
Yeah. I think he's the overseer. I think. But I know, like, you've got these other big actors. You've got Russell Crowe is in it.
Yeah.
Big actor. Lucy Liu, yeah.
She has been a big actor for a while, to be honest.
She has been, okay.
She was there for a while.
You got, okay, do you know who Jamie Chung is?
No, who's that?
Remember Dragon Ball Evolution?
Yeah.
It was Goku's girlfriend.
You know what? I was so upset with Dragon Ball Evolution, I turned it off.
I think she was in Sucker Punch as well.
Sucker Punch?
Yeah.
Listen, I'm not a film guy, man. That's what you can tell by me going, what? Who's that? Huh?
Jamie Chung. Basically, she's like the hot Asian chick. Pretty
what's,
much.
What's Sucker Punch? Oh, no, I think it was Donkey Punch. What's Sucker Punch?
Sucker Punch, oh my god. Basically, Sucker Punch is terrible. It's like some bullshit film, like these girls in the orphanage, and like they. The trailer looks sick, but the film is terrible. Like, it's got them fighting demons and robots and shit.
Oh, that sounds whack.
It's really, really bad. Like, basically, it's like the film Jennifer's Body, where everyone was going about how Megan Fox kisses another chick.
Yeah.
And you go, oh my days, it's going to be a sick film. You watch it, it's crap. It's like, you watch it for one or two scenes. It's like a film that you watch on fast forward.
Yeah.
That's what basically it is. But yeah, I think that Wham with the Iron Fist, yeah, I think that film's going to be sick. The trailer looks so...
Hey, if you like kung fu films, you like it, man.
It reminds me of Forbidden Kingdom, how they tried to go back and like resurrect these old kung fu films where it's got like Jackie Chan and Jet Li duking it out and shit. I think... People are saying that, well, the film's going to be not all that because it's kind of, it's, when you look at the trailer, I mean, there's just so much shit going on. You've got like, Batista's like some guy.
Golden guy.
You got like Jamie Chung is like with these group of prostitute chicks that like kill people and they got their tongues are like metal tongues and shit. You got Russell Crowe, like this cowboy, like his guns with knives in it and shit. The film looked deep, man, and I think it's going to be one of those films where the soundtrack is going to be amazing.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to.
Because there's certain films where like it's worth watching because the film's all right, but the soundtrack is sick. Like, I think there's two of my favorite soundtracks that come from films. There's was it Ghost Dog? Ghost Dog: The Way of the Samurai. I think has one of the best soundtracks. Like ever, it's sick hip hop. If you're into old school hip hop, no, okay, I'm gonna say Freeform, the best hip hop album. It's so sick, like the old school kind of.
What is it? All Wu Tang playing there?
It's kind of Wu Tang. It's, I think it's a mix of all different rappers or something. Yeah. But it's one because basically Ghost Dog: Where the Samurai is about this hitman who follows the code of the samurai.
Yeah,
but it's based in like in that 90s like. Modern times when it came out, yeah. And basically, you got like through the whole film, it's got Forrest Whitaker is basically the main guy called Ghost Dog, yeah. And there's so many like, I think the film was kind of a low budget film. I wouldn't say it was like average budget film. It's one of those films that are like, it's a cult. I think it's a cult classic.
Is it?
Because if you bring it up, like, there's only certain people that know about it.
Yeah.
And it's got random ass scenes that like fucking. There's a bit where Ghost Dog, yeah, Forrest Whitaker, yeah, he's sitting in like the park and his random dog comes up and just starts looking at him while he's eating ice cream. And then some girl comes up to him and he's like, I don't know why his dog's looking at me. She's like, why don't you tell the dog to go away? He says, go away. The dog runs away. The scene never comes up ever again in the entire film.
What?
Never comes up.
I know, I hate that. I hate when stuff like that happens, man. It's not explained. That lost in the, I remember the first episode, a polar bear was there. I kept on watching, like, what's a polar bear there? I'll watch until I find out what happened. I stopped watching that.
Lost a different story.
Polar bear, get out.
And my second favourite soundtrack is, have you seen the film The Crow?
Yeah.
The crew with my boy Brandon Lee, yeah. That film, I remember the film was about, it was based off of this guy who...
A rock star guy, isn't it?
Yeah, it's rock star guy, yeah. These gangster guys, like, breaking through him and his girlfriend's house, yeah. And, like, I think it's something to do with them wanting to sell the house and not wanting to sell it. His gang guy, like, fucking raped the guy's girlfriend, beat the shit out of him, and burned the house down, innit? And he comes back as, like, the crow. Like, it's, like, raw, like, hardcore, like, anti-hero, innit?
Yeah.
I remember there was a TV show of it as well, which was sick.
They were making number two, then he died. Someone died, innit? Like, on the set.
Basically, what happened there is that, I think it was on set.
Yeah.
Where there's a scene where... Oh, it was a scene where he was supposed to get shot. I think it was cut from the film.
Yeah.
He was supposed to get shot with this fake gun in it.
Yeah.
But the fake gun had a real bullet in it.
Mm.
And shot him, he got shot, like, in the chest then.
Mm.
And died, innit? But they realised, like, afterwards, with the fact that the guy ain't fucking getting up.
Yeah.
But that's one of the things where, how can you make a mistake, like, oops, I put a real bullet in a gun.
It doesn't sound right, man. It sounds like some... I don't know, man. I don't know the history of it, man.
Like, prop guns, they just flash it, that's it.
Yeah.
They'll put, like, some powder... Like, it's like a cap gun. They'll put powder in it.
Yeah.
To make, like, the nozzle flare at the end of it. Or sometimes they'll just edit it in. They'll just make the gun have a bang sound and edit in the fire and edit in the gun on the computers and shit.
Mm.
But then again, it was made in the 90s. So, like, maybe they had some next way of doing it. But now, I don't know how someone can make a mistake. And for my third favourite film, yeah. My third favourite soundtrack of a film is The Whiteness, man.
The Whiteness? With Method Man.
Go by The Whiteness, yeah. The Whiteness is my favourite. It's like...
Like, I know these films, but I just never watched them.
The Whiteness, yeah. I remember when I heard about it on, like, YouTube, seen the trailer for it, I was like, it's got my boy Josh from Drake and Josh. Yeah.
Josh. Which one is that? Is it a bigger one or the smaller one?
The fat guy, yeah, from Drake and Josh, yeah. He's actually he's a good actor, but it's weird.
Yeah.
Can you see him acting crazy on the fucking Nickelodeon? He's actually doing a good, like, decent job acting in the film.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's about this kid in, like, it's based in the 90s. So if you're a 90s kid, you'll love everything about it. Like, the soundtrack, everything, you'll love about it.
Hmm.
By this kid who's basically graduated high school and he doesn't really know what to do with his life. He's got, like, you know, his family's kind of poor. There's arguments in the home and he has to go to a psychiatrist, innit? And what he does to make ends meet is that he has his little, like, ice cream truck type thing that he pulls around selling ice cream.
Yeah.
But instead of ice cream, he sells weed out of it, innit? And it's through the perspective of him and his psychologist, because his psychologist is one of the people he sells weed to. And his psychologist is fucking Ben Kingsley, man. Like, last name for playing fucking Gandhi, man.
Is it?
Yeah. And it's got the... Who else is in it? Method Man's in it.
Hmm.
Playing, oh, God. Method Man is one of these, like, head drug dealers, yeah? He does some terrible Jamaican accent, man. Like, why? It's like... It sounds like fucking Sebastian the Crab from Little Mermaid. Like, that fucking red crab, like... Yeah, man! And I was like, oh, my God, man. I was like, why you just... I know he's selling weed, but just at least make him fucking American.
Method Man's alright actor in some things. In a while, he was pretty good. He's done his thing in a while.
Oh, and the Olsen Twins are in it. But nobody really cares about them.
What? I haven't heard that for 10 years.
The Olsen Twins are in it.
Oh, I thought they were tired when they turned, like, 21 or something.
And they play, like, some hippie chick in the film.
Jeez.
They play, like, hip.
What year was that made?
That was new. That's pretty new. I think it came out in 2006, 2005. Don't quote me on that shit, though.
Yeah.
But yeah, look up The Whiteness. It's on DVD, like, probably cheap now, because the film came out a while ago.
Mm.
But it's if you're a 90s kid, buy it, it's worth buying. It's actually a sick film.
Check it out.
Check it out. Hip hop. Okay, rappers are actors, yeah?
Yeah.
Our next topic we're going to talk about is rappers, what should I title this? Rappers? I wrote rappers.
Rappers turn actor.
Rappers turn actors, yeah. Fucking hell, man, you should be doing this shit. Actually, you want to introduce some song?
No, man. I'm so cold, I'm just behind.
Go on, man, because I've been talking this whole time. Yeah, go on. The next topic we're going to talk about.
No, I'll mess up that.
I'll talk the rest of it, but you know.
Alright, the next topic the next topic we're going to be talking about is rappers turn actors, good or bad. What do you think?
I think that there's a lot of sick, like, I think because rappers in general make a persona anyway when they're on stage. Like,
yeah.
like they always act like I'm a hustler, bro. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, let's be honest, yeah. If you got like 5 boats and 200 million,
98% of rappers are liars. Bro,
you ain't hustling shit.
Let's face it.
I don't understand what these rappers with like gun charges and shit. Like, what the fuck? Who the fuck are you shooting?
Yeah.
What? Well, you don't have to rob no one, man. Like, I'm a gangster. I'm a hustler. You ain't hustling shit, man.
Mm.
You know he's like getting pedicures and manicures in his mansion. He ain't hustling for shit, man. Come on now, man. But there's, I think most rappers anyway are like, are pretty much actors anyway. They kind of make up this persona for, it's like, you know, what the audience knows and then what their family knows about them, innit?
Yeah.
I think there's sick actors that turn rap, or sick rappers that turn actors. One of my favourites, Marky Mark.
Marky Mark. I didn't even know he rapped until today.
Marky
until
Mark.
Showed me the video.
AKA Mark Wahlberg. Calvin Klein model to rapper to actor. And
it's a resume right there, isn't it?
That's a resume at all. And for those who don't know, the song Good Vibration, that I think they're on tons of adverts. I think they're on loads of adverts. One of those songs that you've heard, everyone's heard Good Vibration, but it's been in the background to the point of where, like, it's just there, like, it's just known for that sort of thing, being background music and in shops and shit.
Mm.
Marky Mark, man. Look up Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
Funky Bunch, man.
And it's proper 90s rap.
It sounds like it's from the 70s. Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
I think Marky Mark, he's like one of because his acting career is like...
Yeah, I don't think we should count it. No, I don't think he counts, man.
The Departed?
Huh?
The Departed,
yeah,
and the
he's a sick actor. And I don't think he counts as a rapper, though. I see, he counts as an actor.
He was alright rapper.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, do you feel like he's one of the good ones, isn't he? He's one of the wins right there. He's not really a favorite.
He doesn't count.
Okay, Ice-T.
Ice-T, what's he, CSI or Law and Order?
Law and Order, Detective Finn and Law and Order.
And New Jack City.
New Jack
City. I love, yeah, New Jack City was a sick film. He's alright. New Jack City was a good film. His acting's alright, innit?
New Jack, I thought it was jokes in New Jack City.
I know, he looked odd. I remember there was one scene in New Jack City when they're on the beach and you know the police officer he's working with and stuff,
yeah,
he has like a
my boy John Nelson,
he has a baby with him. He has a baby strapped to his chest, like, you know, the things,
yeah,
like, and they never explain why. They're walking along the beach, it's a cut to the scene, they're walking along the beach, he has a baby with him, then he goes to the next scene, don't even explain why the baby's there.
It was one of those,
it always bugged me.
It was one of those scenes where they're trying to, it's one of those things where the street cop gets to know the city cop, blah, blah, blah. So my boy Judd Nelson from The Breakfast Club, man.
Breakfast Club, man.
My favourite role, Judd Nelson, man. Judd Nelson would... He's in some weird ass... He was in Still with Shaquille O'Neal.
Still? What's that?
You're Still. A superhero film, but... It was a comic book, yeah? About, you know, a superhero that makes... It's basically the Black Iron Man, let's be honest, yeah? A superhero that makes, like, a steel uniform, he's got a hammer. Called John Henry Irons, played by Shaquille O'Neal. Yeah.
Was he in the comics, or was it just made for this film?
It is in the comics.
What?
He tried to make it basically a black Superman, to be honest, in the comics.
Was it Marvel, DC, or was it some
Marvel.
Next one? Was it?
No, Superman, DC.
Was it? I never heard of it.
And he plays like some weapons... He plays a guy that owns an arcade, and he's like some weapons guy, and his whole thing was, I'm going to sell these weapons to gangsters so they can rob banks for me. That was it.
That was what, Shaquille O'Neal?
Shaquille O'Neal plays
Shaquille O'Neal. Jeez.
I thought it was so shit, man.
It had good, yeah.
And what's even worse, it had Joe the guy who was Shaft in it originally.
Yeah.
He was in it playing some junkyard guy. I'm like, what the fuck? You're better than this, man.
Yeah, come on, man.
But, okay, next one, yeah? Method Man.
Method Man. Play...
I think he was Drops in CSI, I think. Drops.
Yeah. I've never seen it, to be honest, man, if I'm being honest with you. But I think he was in it for a few years, though. He must have been doing alright.
He was in The Whiteness as well.
Yeah, and The Wire. One of the best TV shows ever.
I think Method Man, he's an alright act. Like, he's like an 8 out of 10.
That's high. I mean, that's high. Maybe for... Rappers who turn actors.
Yeah, for rappers who turn actors, he's pretty high.
Yeah. But for actors,
that thing would be Marky. Like, so far, I think Marky.
No, he doesn't count.
So far, yeah, Miley. So far, Marky Mark's on top.
Yeah, but we haven't even talked about a classic, the best one, Will Smith.
Will Smith,
the ultimate rapper turned actor. Will no one will ever beat him. Never be beaten.
No one will ever be as successful as Will Smith.
Yeah.
When it comes to rapper turned actor.
Like, most people forget he was a rapper. Fresh Prince. Yes, he was a good rapper as well.
Exactly. Like the kids now like wouldn't know about his whole rapping career. Like Fresh Prince was like, he was still doing his rap thing and having a successful show.
Yeah. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
And even though he'd done a few films as well. He done that. And he was in, remember iRobot and...
He's a
Bad Boys Men 1 and Black. 2. Independence Day. He's the most successful. He's made... And his thing was, I'm not going to swear in anyone raps. And he kind of got the family crowd, didn't
it? Good for him, man. Good for him. He was good enough to rap without swearing.
He's like, he's the idol of like rappers turned actors. Because he's worth millions, man.
Mm. He's more... He's an actor now. He's not even a rapper anymore. He's just an actor.
He must have done something on the Men in Black. He done Men in Black 2. The Men in Black 2 soundtrack and Men in Black 1.
Last album, I think it was like 2005? Lost and Found. Something like that.
I thought he would have given up the rap game, man.
Nah, he hasn't out yet. That's the last time I ever heard
him. But he had some bad ones like the fucking The Wild Wild West.
What, the film?
Yes.
That was alright, man. I like the song as well.
The Wild Wild West. The Wild Wild West was so whack.
No, that was alright.
Fucking giant spider.
Yeah.
And just random references to fucking slavery and shit. That was a bullshit.
I haven't watched it since I was young, since it came out. But I remember liking it.
I think my favourite... What's your favourite Will Smith film?
Ali? Yeah, that's a sick film. He's the best actor to ever play Ali. I can't think of anyone else who could do better than him.
I think my favourite Will Smith film, Bad Boys 2.
Well, that's close. I think that might be mine as well, actually. One of the few sequels where it was better than the original.
Way better, man.
That hardly ever happens, sequel better than the original.
Bad Boys, that's like the old, that's the sick film.
I'm trying to think, what else is he in?
Independence Day.
Yeah, that's alright. I was a big fan of that. He was good in it though.
Men in Black 1 and 2.
Yeah, that's number 1 is and sick.
3. Jesus Christ.
I haven't even seen number 3 yet.
Men in Black 2 sucked so hard, I was not interested in Men in Black 3.
Number 1 was sick though.
And this apparently he's supposed to do it. His children's got films coming out.
Let them be kids. They must be about 9 years old. Just let them be kids.
You know, what's his name?
Willow Smith. Or Jaden or something.
Jaden, that's it. Jaden Smith is in The Karate Kid and all that.
Yeah.
And he's trying to have a rap career as well. I was like, oh God. Don't do it.
I haven't heard him.
His dad's trying to push him to be a rapper. Like, he's pushing his daughter to be a singer. Bullshit. And his song's gonna be a new M. Night Shyamalan film.
What's that?
His song's gonna be in another M. Night Shyamalan film.
What's that?
There's not really any name for it.
What's it called again?
I think it's called Other Earth or After Earth, I think. Because it's got some Facebook campaign going about it. But you see a trailer, it's like in the future, like people will abandon the earth and come back to the earth and blah blah blah. Mm. But it looks like they've done it on Facebook, like it looks so crap. Mm. And there's a picture of him in this suit, he looks like...
Why is he wearing a suit? He must be... What? He's young in it still.
He looks like a... No, I'm not... I mean like a plastic, like a rubber suit.
Oh, he looks a future like, suit.
A future... He looks like... It's like scuba gear. He looks like a fucking lizard or something, or a newt or some shit. So, okay, yep. There's... Say goodbye to their career, man.
Mm.
Then again, Will Smith and Jada, they got enough money to be pushing them.
They can do what they want, but nothing.
We met the Fresh Prince, didn't it, man?
Yeah. I'll have to.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air Part 2.
That's one of my favourite series when we were growing up. We used to watch it all the time on Travel. Every day.
LL Cool J.
LL Cool J. Deep Blue Sea.
Oh, yeah.
Deep Blue Sea.
Deep Blue Sea.
NCSI?
NCSI, SWAT, Hawaii 5-0. SWAT.
That's a good. I like that show.
The no TV one show it. In the House.
In the House, yeah. Had that guy from Fresh Prince. What's his name?
Alfonso.
He was in the House for a while.
AKA Carlton.
Carlton. Yeah.
Do you think LL Cool J is a good actor?
Yeah, I think he's a good actor. Yeah.
He was in.
He's a good actor.
Any
Given Sunday. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. That's a good film. That's a sick film. Hey, that's where he knocked out Jamie Foxx on the set.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Jamie Foxx in it, yeah.
Everybody punched him in the face, man. Dropped him, man. But I think that LL Cool J could have like played. You could have been. I think he could have been Will Smith level actor, you know.
Ever seen In Too Deep when he plays the gangster?
No.
That's a good film.
How old is that film?
How old? Like 98?
98?
Yeah. He's got a beard and everything. He's like, nah,
I think he could have been level of Will Smith, you know.
No, Will Smith is one of a kind.
Because he's like
Will Smith. He's a serious actor. He's probably serious as well. What's that? £7?
£7.
And that other film,
Pursuit of Happiness.
Yeah, Pursuit of Happiness. Oh, that might be. That's one of the favourite films as well. Wow.
That's your where you cry and
that's
shit.
Probably that's better than all the information.
Now he's LL Cool J's got the whole good like good rapper thing. LL Cool J, ladies love Cool J. Yeah. He could play off that.
Yeah, but he's not Will Smith. Man. No Will Smith.
Like I think he could have done like a Bad Boys film and just come up the same as Will Smith did, you know.
Maybe for Will Smith, then yeah.
Who will want Eminem?
He's done one Marshall film. Mathers. One film.
Good actor.
I don't know. I know. You know what? I've only seen half the film. I know. I really need to see it. Everyone's like, what? You only seen half of 8 Mile?
I think he's a surprisingly good actor.
Is he?
Like for a rapper. Okay, for out of telling him like a, he's in the middle. I think 5, 6 out of 10.
For a rapper.
Yeah, for a rapper. He's all right. Like you wouldn't expect it. You wouldn't expect him to be kind of a at the time anyway. You wouldn't expect him to be because the film came out pretty quick and when his career was coming up, innit?
What was that? 2003?
Yeah. His career was like it was.
It was established by then.
Yeah, he was
definitely like, established.
Fully established by then. So I think he's for a rapper, he's a good actor.
He's been talking about he's meant to be doing a film, Southpaw, a boxing film. For time, but never. It keeps getting stopped and cancelled and. Yeah, it's back on. I don't know what's going on with that, though.
But we've got, we've got established rappers that... People that you forget. Because Marky Mark's an example of someone who... Marky Mark's an example of someone who you didn't know was a rapper.
Yeah, that's because he was bad.
You see, acting.
Because he was bad.
Queen Latifah was a rapper. And she was a good rapper.
I knew her as an actor. First before the rapper. I thought she was an actor years ago. She's sick at both. Rapper and actor.
I think Ice Cube,
Boys in the Hood.
Boys in the Hood. Ice Cube, I think now you would know. Ice Cube doesn't do any. Ice Cube's more actor now, isn't
it? Yeah. He still puts out albums. But he does all them kid Disney programs. Are we there yet? Are we done yet? They got a show as well.
Look at this.
But he's a good actor, though. Yeah, I think he's a good actor.
Look at like the compare films. You got Boys in the Hood.
Yeah, but that was at the beginning, like just N.W.A. Just left N.W.A. It's great angry days, man.
Okay.
You can't be angry all your life. He's a grown man.
But still, Are You There Yet? Sucks so hard, man. And I think the one of the worst ones I've ever seen. Like, Triple X, The Next Level. I think that's one of the worst ones I've ever seen in my life.
Nah, I've seen worse.
I hate that film so much. What makes it worse is like how they deal with like Vin Diesel and shit. They're like, Vin Diesel, what happened to the last Triple X?
Oh, he blew up or something.
He got shot in the head. He's dead. And what about, didn't he have like, no, he's dead, he's gone.
Yeah,
fuck him, yeah, he's gone. And then the next week, I hear about them making another Triple X.
With Vin Diesel,
they're gonna bring Vin Diesel back.
Yeah.
They're trying to boost back up his career. But I thought that film was so bad, man. That film was just like
You missed out one of the best actors.
What?
DMX.
DMX.
One of the best rappers turned actors.
DMX is not one. No way.
He's up there. I'll give him a 9 out of 10.
DMX is not up there, man.
Never Die Alone. Romeo Must Die. Cradle to the Grave. He's good at what he does. Action films. He's there. Never Die Alone. I nearly cried at the end of that film.
The thing is, yeah, like, DMX isn't playing. DMX is playing DMX.
Nah.
In his film. He's not
acting. Yeah, Romeo Must Die, he is. Oh, he's not even. He's hardly even in it.
Like, my boy.
All I remember is him shooting off some big hench gun. Get out of my club.
Oh, yeah. My boy Marky Mark, yeah.
Oh.
He's acting. He acts in. He was in a fighter. He was acting. He was
fighter, that's
in the Departed. He was acting.
Yeah, he's a sick actor.
Even Ice Cube was trying. Even Ice Cube. Even Will Smith.
Yeah.
Will Smith isn't playing Will Smith. Will Smith is acting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Then again, you can't really get. There's some kind of bonds that you can't break apart. Like It's like if you see Arnold Schwarzenegger in a film, he's going to be Arnold Schwarzenegger, yeah, like a character. Yeah. There's some people that can break out of it.
I think he doesn't even try to hide his accent, does he?
Like Will Smith can break out of it. DMX can't break out of it. Like, if DMX in the film, he will be DMX.
I wish I could defend him. One of my favourite rappers.
For Dems, what's your top five rappers turned actors?
Method Man, number 5. Mos Def, number 4. DMX, number 3. Well, I've got to stick with him. Queen Latifah, number 2. And everyone knows it, Will Smith, number 1.
Number 1.
It's got to be.
The last thing we're going to talk about, since my boy Dems, he's got to go fight crime or something, or save the world from...
Go live my secret life.
We're going to talk about where the hip-hop industry is going right now.
Yeah.
And... I've got the perfect person to talk to, because, you know, this is Dems is the hip-hopologist. And my view is that on where hip-hop is going, I think that my main concern was hip-hop artists realise that they're making money, yeah, so it's becoming more insincere, like, when they're making the music.
Yeah.
I remember hearing KRS-One talk about, well, back in the day when I was in the game, our record people used to, like, rip us off. We didn't have that much money, so... We were still grounded because we was rapping about...
They're still broke.
Exactly. They was broke as everyone else was. The best
music made is made by broke people.
Exactly.
It's true.
They're grounded. It's not like... They don't kind of forget where their roots come from. You know how I see it?
Because they're hungry.
Exactly. I hear it as Jenny from the Block. Where Jennifer Lopez done Jenny from the Block, and there's no way in hell she didn't bring back to her block.
That song was funny. We had two of our hardest rappers, Styles P and Jadakiss, on that track. I always found that funny.
Jenny has not been back. Let's keep it real now. Yeah. Jennifer Lopez does not remember where her block is. I'm just Jenny from the Block. No way. She hasn't been back to her block in years, man. You know, even her people are like, she ain't been back.
Who?
Here.
Jenny?
Who? J-Lo who? But wait, where do you think rap? Hip hop is going. That from now, since, like, it's been evolving from.
There's been so different many stages of hip hop, man. Like the golden era, the bling era.
Oh yeah.
People saying the pussification of hip hop.
Oh, pussification.
Like, it's getting like emo-ish kind of, and it's all about parties, or it's all about feelings. Ah, man, it depends what you like. It's hard to say.
My feelings started sinking when I saw Lil Wayne do that tune where he's playing guitar. What was that tune called?
I think you're talking about House of Love. House of Love, yeah, I hated that track. But he's mainstream. He has to make certain songs on the radio. I'm not defending Lil Wayne, because I think Lil Wayne could be so much better than he is. Because he's done like thousands of songs. If he just relaxed and didn't put so many songs out, he'd be so much better.
I think Lil Wayne is like... Lil Wayne is on every remix. It's like, it's become this every...
Like, yeah,
it's always true. A Lil Wayne remix. Like, yeah. Every hip-hop tune goes like, it's always... blah 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 featuring Lil Wayne.
Like he's running out of stuff to say. He said it all. That's what I'm saying. He talked too much. He rapped too much. But he's running out of stuff to say. If he just relaxed and put out stuff more slowly and didn't jump on every song he could, he'd be a better rapper in my book.
I think that when Lil Wayne like started coming out, it was one of those things that they kind of do with every... It's like a rapper induction like ceremony where they're like, this new rapper's amazing. Check out blah, blah. He was on the streets. Give him a little bit of backstory and bang, he's out there. Like.
He's been spitting for time, but he's been like since the early night... Not early night, late 90s. But I started noticing him when he just jumped on every remix. I was like, this Lil Wayne guy. Who is this guy? This was like 2004. Remember the first song I saw him on? It was Destiny's Child song with T.I. Soldier.
Oh, yeah.
That's the first big song I remember him on. That's like, who's this guy with all these dreadlocks and shit?
I don't know, like, where this... Like, how hip-hop was going along, like... Lil Wayne's kind of an example of, like, somebody who's... You can relate him to the old-school hip-hop and the new-school hip-hop where, like, he's come out as, like, yeah, new rapper, the best rapper... The whole thing where best rapper alive and blah, yeah, blah, blah. And then has gone up into like doing all these kind of jumping on every remix where it looks like it's become Tommy Wayne looks like a cash grab.
Just kind of sick of him, to be honest.
It looks like a cash grab, but with a chin. Yeah. And you can tell, like, when it comes to like people like, in the music industry.
Sometimes he said some stuff just doesn't make sense, man. But sometimes it's sick. He's got bars, but a lot. Sometimes it's just like, what? You're just saying words, man.
Like in the music industry, as you can tell, like with musicians as well as rappers, yeah? There's people that make music because they like to make music, and then there's people that do the whole cash grab, innit?
Yeah.
And it's before, it never used to be so obvious, innit? Because like, I could go back and talk about the fucking monkeys and shit, where like, a little story about the monkeys, yeah? The old monkeys were the first manufactured pop band, innit?
Were they?
Like, Hearsay and shit, and like...
Yeah, Hearsay, the
what? One pop band. What's it? One Dimension and shit, yeah?
Direction
or whatever, yeah?
Dimension.
Yeah. where you know they form a pop band, blah blah blah, yeah.
Yeah.
But they were all talented. They were all musicians, innit?
Yeah.
And most of their tunes, they had like songwriters around for them, blah blah. And they were basically like a cash band group, innit?
Mm. Were they? Hang on, let me do that.
But like now, it wasn't obvious back then because they were actually playing their own instruments and shit. Like,
yeah.
It didn't look so obvious. But now it's like, it's just like you can tell because before the sounds would sound similar, but now the music sounds exactly the same as each other.
Yeah.
To the point where it's just white noise, like it could all blend into each other.
I was listening to just some music, I think it was bass, MTV bass, top 10 tracks right now, and so many of the tracks were just being reused. Like it was, remember Rob Bass, I Wanna Rock Right Now, someone remade that.
God.
Then the next track, straight after that, remember this boom, 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 and you say, ayo, ayo, someone remade that. I was like, what? Why?
But I swear, it's like, have people just not.
No, so literally that boom 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 ayo, it was exactly the same pretty much, just the guy done the spark, done like his own little verse.
I remember I've had, was it, I think it was Black Eyed Peas where they used that, I've had the time of my life.
Oh yeah. From no, I think that's just Will I Am by himself.
Oh Christ, man.
Everyone, hip hop samples loads of old music, like
no,
but it's not so bait. And they sample it in their own way. This is just straight out stealing it.
Exactly.
Just straight out stealing it.
For example, you have Rapper's Delight, yeah?
Yeah.
Where it was... The backing track was...
Yeah. Huh?
The backing track was obviously an old song. And they've used the song. But they're doing their own thing over the top.
Yeah.
There's doing a cover. There's like straight out stealing. Because you've got covering where... You do a song in your own way.
Yeah.
You got using samples like Gorillaz and all that. They use samples, and Daft Punk uses a lot of samples.
Yeah, like literally, like most of people just sample this the beats, all old soul music and stuff like that.
But they're putting their own thing over the top.
Yeah,
like you can. I mean, the thing is, that's because a lot of hip hop have got like funk influences and stuff, and like most of their soundtracks are like. Kind of funky or Motown kind of backing track with a rapper doing his thing over the top, innit? Because, you know, that was what the rappers heard when they was growing up, innit?
Yeah, exactly.
That was the type of music they heard growing up. But look at it now, like, give it like 10 years in the future, what do you think would be their inspiration? Because look at the rappers we have now, like.
There's nothing original, innit? There's nothing original, so they can steal from.
Like, you're the hip hop guy, yeah? In the game now, what good rappers are out there, like, right now?
What? There's bare underground ones. There's British ones, but Low Key just retired, but he's still about. Low Key. Nas has come back with a new album, Life is Good, which is a sick album. I love that album, man. The album before that was Damian Marley. I wasn't really into it.
Oh, yeah.
It was good, but wasn't really my thing. The thing with Damian Marley. But this new album, I love it. Life is Good. You need to check that out.
Another rapper from like the old school.
Yeah.
Hip hop is going back to the whole it being dance and party music, innit?
That's like what's one of the arguments, man. But I think that's crap, to be honest. Some of it's like yeah, it did start off with happy dance music, but nowadays.
But look how crunk it is.
Yeah, but it's like all the that's how hip hop started. It was all party music, like block parties and stuff, innit? Like if you listen to old tracks before they started actually talking about something good, like the first one where I actually had like a message was the message, you know, with Grandmaster Flash.
Oh yeah,
like people want to
yeah
but before that it was all like dance, like, let's have a good time, which is fair, but you know, got to deal with it.
That there's not really any storytelling rappers like that out now.
Well, I'm definitely not mainstream, and definitely not like on the radio and stuff, man. It's all about having like party, innit?
And I think it's funny how before, when rappers were really talking about something serious,
they're all talking about crap. Like Rick Ross, all he talks about is money and hustling. Even everyone knows about Rick Ross, man. He was a correctional officer and everything. He stole Rick Ross, you know, the real Rick Ross. He stole the name of a famous drug dealer.
Yeah,
I was reading this letter the real Rick Ross wrote to the rapper saying, just today, just saying, just to stop using my name. They're going to law, they're going to court and everything, trying to make him stop using his name. But it's funny, man.
I think it's funny how back when rap was, I think rappers were talking about real things and trying to, they wasn't making money, so he was talking about how it was growing up.
Yeah.
Everyone was down on rappers, violent, rappers, blah, blah, blah. Your kids are going to shoot people if they listen to rap. But then now, no one ain't saying shit about hip hop. Even though they're talking about it's basically money and girls now.
Yeah.
Because the funny thing is, like, before...
Well, to be fair, that's always been about, but that's all it is now, though. That's
it. Before it was, I want the girls that I want. And now it's the girls that I've got.
Yeah.
Before it's like, oh, like, if I get big in the game, if I, like, get out of the crappy home I'm at, I'm going to be somebody, I'm going to be... It was one of those things where, like, I have to get out of this, like, hellhole I'm in.
Mm.
And then my reward will be money and women, and I won't have to worry about anything. I'll be able to look after my family.
Yeah.
Now it's basically, I've got everything, I want more. Like,
yeah.
I've got
all. I want to go space.
Like, I've got like 20 million women.
And that's why I never. I never understood what people love listening to other people talk about how rich they are.
Exactly.
I ain't got that money, man. I'm more excited about you, how rich you are, how many Maybachs you got. But like, I don't know, man. So it depends what you're into, innit?
I think that the old school hip hop is like, I think it's pretty much dead now.
Yo, sorry. I gotta go, but I gotta go fight that crime quick.
You gotta go fight crime.
I gotta go.
So you gotta shut up a little bit early.
Yeah, but next time,
My name's Lewis, and that was Dems. See you in the next episode. 'Cause let it run.
My girl wants to party all the time.
My girl wants to party all the time.
Let's start. Oh shit! Hey, cool. We're gonna make noise. I'm gonna edit that in somewhere.